Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Influencer Marketing for Destinations podcast. We are so glad that you guys are joining us for our second episode today. Just a quick little intro again. I am Jess. I am one of the co-hosts, and we also have Jacqueline with us, the other co-host today.
I'm happy to be here, Jess.
So today we have a very special podcast episode for you as we have our first guest with us today. We have Fallon Owens, who is the executive director at Garfield County Office of Tourism. Fallon, do you want to say hi to everybody?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We are so glad that you are taking the time today to meet with us. And we are so excited to talk about influencer marketing for destinations today.
Awesome. Before we get started, I do want to remind our listeners that one of the main goals that we have with this podcast is to positively benefit each side of the collaboration, both influencer and destination. And so we don't want to mention any influencers by name, but we're sharing advice to help each of us focus on the positives and what we can do better to help us both be successful.
So Fallon, before we jump into our deep dive, we want to ask you, how have you been influenced recently on social media?
So it's crazy. I didn't think I was easily influenced on social media, but there's been a couple of things I've purchased recently. Some exercise bands that were really cool that I saw a bunch of people using on Instagram. And yeah, I was definitely influenced there. So
good. Well, do you regret that purchase?
No, not at all. I love them. I use them all the time. So
good. That's okay. Well, that's good to know. Yeah. I think like you said, a lot of us don't think that we're influenced on social media, but we totally are. So that is a good example.
That's awesome. It's true. It's so funny to think that, you know, that you're almost immune to that, and then to realize that you're not once you consciously, you know, figure out what you made a purchase from. So Jess, how have you been influenced this week?
Oh my gosh. I scroll through my feed because I follow a lot of travel bloggers, right? I have a running list on my agenda of different destinations that I want to visit. So yes, I'm definitely always, as they say, hashtag influenced when I jump on a social media.
Yeah, me too. Me and my husband recently bought a house in December, and so I will admit I've been Pinteresting way too much lately, trying to decorate my new place, and it's kind of interesting. I haven't noticed it before, but as I've been scrolling through and looking at decor and pillows and curtains, I'm actually seeing a ton more ads for Home Depot and Lowe's, and I've actually clicked on a couple and, you know, tried to see what they have to offer, so I haven't made my decision yet, haven't bought, but I've definitely clicked.
For sure. Yeah, I totally understand that.
So without further ado, Fallon, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your role.
Okay, cool. So my name is Fallon Owens, and I'm, like you guys said, the tourism director here in Garfield County. Garfield County is it's amazing and crazy and huge and all sorts of things. So we're so lucky because we have pretty much an embarrassment of riches here. We just have so much that people can see and do. It typically takes me 4 hours to drive from where I live in Panguitch to Salt Lake City. And it also takes me 4 hours to drive from Panguitch, which is one end of my county, to the other, which is North Lake Powell area. 4 hours. So basically my entire county is the same distance it is from here to Northern Utah. So it's really big.
Yeah. And just a note for any of our listeners, if you have not experienced Garfield County, you are missing out. It is one of my favorite places on this earth to go and explore. So if you are planning future trips, this is definitely one to put on your list.
It's so beautiful. And I think one of the unique features is that as an agency and as a marketer myself, we get to write and do all of Fallon's wonderful marketing efforts. So I have written so much about Bryce Canyon Country, and we could go on and on about how wonderful it is.
Yeah, really. We really could. So obviously today we're going to be talking about influencer marketing, specifically in Garfield County, and the experiences that Fallon has had with influencers coming to her destination. So before we kind of dive into this, I would love to know, at the beginning, when you first started doing influencer marketing, Fallon, what were your initial thoughts on this new type of marketing?
So I think at the very beginning, when you guys first approached me about it, I was kind of like, now say what? Like, we're gonna give people free trips here just to like post on their Instagram. It was definitely a different type of marketing that, like, when you first hear it, you just don't understand like how impactful influencer marketing can be.
For sure. Yeah, I totally understand that. So you heard it at the very beginning and you thought, this is crazy, but you decided to try it. Did you have to like have your board sign off on it? And how did that process go?
Yeah, so initially I took it to our tourism board, and we have a lot of varying ages and demographics on our board. So the older generation kind of looked at me like, now what? What the heck are you thinking? Like, this is the craziest thing. I can't believe you're willing to spend money to do this. But once you kind of dive into it and look at the impacts it can have, I think that it's every bit as valuable as any other type of marketing.
So Fallon, you mentioned this board and convincing people to do influencer marketing. For those influencers that are maybe new to the game or haven't heard about a board before, tell us a little bit about that structure and how your destination is set up that way.
Right, so here in our county or and in the state of Utah, we have a transient room tax, and that tax goes toward marketing. So everyone that spends a night in a hotel here, that money comes back in, and then we reinvest it in marketing. So we have a tourism tax advisory board is what it's called, and my board is really big in comparison to other boards. There's like 13 people on it. But it's because our area is so vast, and it's mainly made up of primarily like hoteliers. We have a few restaurant people on there, some store owners, just kind of a wide variety of people that really benefit from the tourism economy. So
Awesome. Yeah.
they are the ones that basically we present a budget to them, and they kind of agree or disagree, and then we eventually go to our county commission with the budget. So.
That's crazy. Yeah. So influencers are definitely not a one-person decision. There's a lot of people that have to sign on for even just one influencer to come to a destination. That's really awesome. So, as far as getting influencers to come, I know that's a really big process. And as my job as a marketer, it's a pleasure to help Fallon to do that process and to help influencers and destinations come together. Fallon, how has your experience been having Relic as an agency help you with influencer marketing?
So honestly, I don't think that I could do this on my own. First, pitching to the influencers and finding the influencers, I think that you guys play a huge role in that part that I just don't honestly have time to always do. I know some people kind of reach out to you, so that's helpful, but to have you guys vet those influencers is a huge help. And then to help me kind of oversee the itinerary, I think we work together really well on that, but it's a big deal to have a little extra help and kind of an outside perspective on things.
Yeah, I know I love working with you on the itinerary, and it's really fun to be able to provide that outside opinion and say, you know what, I think an influencer would be really fun to visit the Escalante area or to visit the Anasazi State Park Museum or even to go on this one scenic drive or the Burr Trail. You know, there's so many different things that, you know, maybe in the day-to-day you might not think of. Or I know half the time you're always coming back to us with suggestions like, oh, I really want them to go to this restaurant. And we never would have thought of that because we don't live there. So.
Right. It's probably helpful to have someone in destination, and then obviously that outside voice, the outside perspective.
Yeah. So what do you think, Jess, from the influencer perspective? How is your experience when you get an itinerary or when you start working with these destinations or an agency to go on a trip?
Oh my goodness, I love it, right? Because not only do you I feel like it benefits both the influencer and the destination in so many different ways, but it is really nice to have a destination reach out to you and invite you to come to the area. They already have an itinerary plan for you, which does cut out a lot of time. Planning an itinerary is not a small task, so being able to present that to the influencer is really beneficial to them. And it kind of gives them the inside scoop of the area. Since you guys know the area best, it really is helpful to the influencer coming on.
So I've got a question for both influencer and destination. So Jess, what do you think is the most beneficial thing to receive from a destination before you go on the trip?
There are so many different answers to that, but some of the most beneficial things that I've personally received from destinations are like an itinerary, like we've just chatted about, kind of planning out the day, especially if they want us to do specific tours or see, you know, visit a specific restaurant. It really is nice to have that already laid out in front of me. What I also enjoyed about past itineraries is that not only do they say, you know, come to this restaurant and then go to this tour, underneath, you know, the restaurant point, they'll give interesting facts about the restaurant or special dishes to try. So just that supplemental information is really beneficial. So we're not going in blind, and I can share those fun facts with my audience while I'm there.
Yeah, I think that's so important. You're not only there to share what you're seeing and what you're doing, but those little fun facts too make a big difference. So Fallon, what from your side of the table, what is so beneficial or nice to have from the influencer before they go on the trip?
It's always good to understand their audience and their demographic. That's always a plus. Their media kit in general, past partnerships are important. Just whatever they can give to, you know, prove that they really do have the influencing power, I guess.
Yeah, that's huge. So after you figure out their demographics or after you receive that, Fallon, what is the most or what is one thing that you love influencers to understand about working with your destination? When we go to plan this trip, is there any advice or anything that you want to tell them?
Yeah, I think just understanding that we do have a limited budget is important, because it's not really just us being lucky enough to give all this stuff away. Like we do have, like someone does pay the bill. So it's always nice when they understand that this is a job and that they just work hard at it. Like, of course we want them to have a good time and enjoy our destination and find a love for it, but it is important to understand that it's not just a free vacation. Like it is work, and we're kind of there for the ROI too.
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh, I think it's business on both sides. Don't you think, Jess?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I want to just put in a little note for the influencers listening. Destinations can tell a difference if you are there just for a free vacation or if you really are there to help your audience understand more about their destination. I think, I don't know, Fallon, you can share your thoughts after on this, but when I watch influencers go to a destination, it's really easy to pick out the ones that take it seriously or the ones that are just along for the free ride or the free food or whatnot. Fallon, have you noticed that with the influencers that have come to your destination?
Yeah, so we've had a few unique experiences, and every once in a while we've had an influencer that they get the itinerary beforehand, they get here, and then suddenly they're like, yeah, that's not what I want to do when I'm here. So we've had kind of a back and forth with some people on, hey, I just don't want to do this, although it was in the itinerary before they actually got here. So that's slightly frustrating. I also think, just to kind of go back to what influencers need to understand or helping destinations understand influencers, I think there is a good element to giving influencers some downtime, some free time, because they will discover things in your destination that they might think are valuable to their audience. So I think a little bit of downtime is a good thing, and not pack their itinerary so tight that it's hard to get from place to place to place to activity to, you know, to pack everything in.
Yes, I love that. 100% agree with it. I think as an influencer that's worked with destinations in the past, I really love it when the itinerary, and this is just a personal preference of mine, I love it when like the sunrise and sunset times are left available. So that way I have time, because I want to get great photos for them while I'm at the destination. And those, as a photographer, you know, those are the best times to shoot. So having that flexibility within the itinerary is awesome as an influencer, just because it gives you an opportunity to really do a great job while you're there.
And I gotta say, seeing those photos and looking through all of the fun experiences that influencers have while they're on the trip is probably one of my favorite parts. I mean, we do all of this work, at least on the marketing and destination side, you know, leading up, creating the itinerary for you guys and building up to this awesome experience, and we don't get to go on it. So I love watching and kind of living through the influencer as they do the trip so that I can actually see kind of that itinerary come to pass.
I think it's fun as well. I usually, the week that the influencer comes, I definitely make sure I'm following that page because it's so much fun to see like the itinerary come to life. It's fun to see like everything we've suggested and want them to see and want them to do. And then they kind of add their own flavor to it. Like sometimes the photos don't come out exactly like I would do it, but it's so cool to see like their own twist on what we've worked so hard to create.
Yeah. It's so fun. I think that's probably one of the big payoffs for sure. So let's talk a little bit after the influencer comes. One of the things we have to remember is when the influencer comes back from the trip, especially from a marketing perspective and from the destination side, how do we continue our collaboration after that? It's so helpful when we get data and analytics back from the influencer, just really showcasing how the campaign went and how the trip went. And that way we can share that information with Fallon and different destinations and even with her board so that we can prove to them how successful it was and that it was a good investment to make. So Fallon, what are some things that you like to receive after the trip from an influencer?
So I like to get their messages that they get when they post on their stories and post on the trips, just kind of people asking additional questions or people that that are saying, hey, I loved what I saw. We're headed out there. We have already booked a trip. I think that's really cool because you can actually see like what happened from the influencer marketing.
No, that's so true. I know it's being on the agency and destination side, we almost know nothing until the influencer shares that. And so anything that they can share is super nice and helpful. Jess, what are some things that you experience on the influencer side that you like to share with destinations?
The short answer is everything. I try and send as much content over as possible. So first off, make sure you fulfill your contract, whether that be a blog post, whether that be Instagram shares, whether that be high-res images, make sure you send that all over to them as a destination. So like links, photo gallery, everything like that. The next thing that I like to do is I like to go back and gather all the analytics from the stories, from the posts, and any of that data that I can find and provide and screenshot. I'll make sure to provide all that information to them. And like Fallon said, I do go through and collect a lot of comments or DMs that I've gotten from people interested in the trip. And I'll make sure to include those as well to show like, hey, there really was interest on my side, just to show that hiring me as an influencer did prove to be valuable to them and their destination and that I did contribute to a, you know, a good ROI. Even after, it could be months or even a year after, I sometimes get DMs from people saying, hey, you know, we took that trip to that destination. It was so fun. And they'll tell me about their experience. I will still go back and send those messages, even if it's been a while since our campaign, just to let people know, like, influencer marketing is not, you know, sometimes it doesn't have immediate actions. People won't book a trip the next weekend, but it does influence them for future trips down the road, whether that be a month or a year from now. So I like to continually make sure to send all that information over to the destination.
That is so cool. Yeah, I don't know if we've actually received a lot that far into the future from influencers, but you know, influencers out there, that's an opportunity because it also lets you can reconnect with the destination and keep that partnership and relationship alive. That's cool.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right. So as we wrap up this episode today, I think there's one more question that we want to make sure our listeners are aware of. Fallon, do you want to share with our listeners and potential visitors how they can connect with your destination on social media?
Yeah, for sure. So we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and YouTube, and it's Bryce Canyon Country.
Awesome.
Well, Fallon, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast episode. We really appreciate your time and your valuable information that you've shared today.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It's been fun.
Definitely. I know we love any time that we can have a visitor and destination or influencer on to share their experiences so that we can help each other create better partnerships and collaborations together. So until next time, everybody, we're excited to chat with you again about another topic. Don't forget to follow us on social media as well so you can keep up to date on the latest podcast episode. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Jess and Jacqueline and produced by Relic.